And now, once again, we turn to day-to-day correspondent Brian Unger for a report from the world of the superficial. Earlier, Brian swung by our studios here in Los Angeles, where I had the chance to ask him about his latest findings. Brian, there is this new social phenomenon you've been running down, which is something that's been around for a while, but is new to people like you and me. That is to say, men. And I see it when I go through airports, when I go to newsstands. There are all these magazines with these guys on the cover. And when I see these things, I feel intimidated.
Well, your self-esteem is probably suffering, I would guess.
Yeah, because these are magazines that have to do with how men look and what men do.
Well, judging by the covers of Men's Health, Men's Journal, and the popular men's exercise and fitness magazines, this summer, men are the new women.
Oh.
They are. And I have actually done some investigative work, which is what I do. And I looked back at a couple months of covers of these magazines.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go out on a limb here, and I'm thinking that they're just borrowing some of these headlines from the women's magazines and just changing them just slightly. The semantics are just changed slightly. Alex, I like this one from American Health and Fitness, Dirty Girl Confessions. That's a men's magazine.
You're kidding.
I'm not. From Men's Journal, I thought if I moved more mainstream, I'd find something a lot more macho. This is what I found. The peels, the creams, and the damage done. First of all, who knew they were doing so much damage?
Yeah, with peels and creams, too.
And this one. The hair down there. Grooming do's and don'ts. Again, stuff you need to know, Alex, if you're really going to be a contender out there in that, you know... Well, are you married or are you single?
Well, I'm not just married. I'm happily married. So I don't think this is going to come up for me, but...
Unless you want to have an affair. This is the stuff you need to get down. But I have a couple of things I want you to guess, Alex. Which one is... Did this come from a men's magazine or a women's magazine? Shoes, pants, the evening look, the luggage.
That's got to be a women's magazine.
That's right. That came from Vogue.
The shoes, that's the tip-off.
Mm-hmm. Why My Big Butt Rules...
Why My Big Butt Rules. Boy, I don't know where to go with that one.
Marie Claire, women's. See, that's a tough one. And this one I found to be really tough. The Truth Behind Brad Pitt's Expanding Boxers. A men's magazine or a women's magazine, Alex? That came from Jane. So as you can see... there's a lot of confusion and the lines are blurred.
Yeah, I guess they are. Listen... If you or I or, say, a normal guy could talk to one of these editors, and what could we say to them about what they're doing to us?
I think, Alex, that this is some very complex ploy by the magazine industry to just put out one magazine.
Right. Change the photos, keep the headlines.
That, and you just change the picture, and that way you don't have to hire twice the number of writers.
Brilliant. It's wonderful.
I don't know.
Okay. Brian Unger, cast-off correspondent for Day to Day. Get out there and keep digging.
I'll be pounding the pavement.
Brian will be back with us next Monday for another piece of his investigative journalism. This is Day to Day from NPR News.